History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning! Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We've reached Friday morning. It is June 12th. We're at 6:07. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Tim Richards, good morning to you.
Remember when I could not do that in Jamaica because we were in a room full of stations from all over the country?
Yeah.
I was like, good morning, everybody.
It was kind of jarring to hear you so quiet so early.
I tried the first day. It sounded horrible. I was sitting down. I was like, I'm not doing this again.
Well, and you had the back issue while we were there.
I didn't want to throw that out.
It was a whole thing.
It was an entire thing.
It's nice to hear you doing it again. However, I am sad we're not in Jamaica. I put together a little video yesterday just to remind people about the boarding passes, and I was going through all of our videos and photos from the trip, and I found this one where it's just the waves lapping on the beach. I don't know if you watched it.
I did watch it. I thought that was great.
Did you turn up the volume?
Yes.
I was like, this is so peaceful and so beautiful. I just want to go back so bad. I love that somebody gets to win a trip.
And it is just, like you said, like lapping the beach. If you go to Myrtle Beach or Florida when the waves are crashing, which is also beautiful. And of course, we're in Negril, so we're in another state. Obviously, the island is relatively large. There are several places that you could choose to go, but that's where we're at. It was more of a kind of a chill atmosphere. It was so funny. I had something came on yesterday. It must have been Bob Marley or something came on when I was at home on our smart speaker, and I was just like listening to the lyrics. We all know everything, and just kind of the vibe of the song. And I thought, I was like, I wish I could translate that vibe of a Bob Marley song is the vibe of the island. Just relax. Mm-hmm. Everything's fine. I mean, for example, if you were to, spill a drink in your kitchen at home, what happens? Oh my God, I got a clear old nugget. Jamaica, it's okay, man. We'll get you another drink, man. It's just a totally different thing where you can absolutely relax.
Yes.
And it's an all-inclusive resort, whichever one you choose, which means you were just grabbing food. You were grabbing drinks all day long. I was having people text me like, yesterday, actually, it was Rick Grain. Boy Rick Grain.
Hi, Rick.
And he was, I told him the one we were at because he was asking about the bar situation. And so once again, we went to one, we stayed at one, and we kind of browsed another one for a night out. And I said, the swim up bar for ours was, you can swim up to the bar, and they had the bar stools in the water. But also around the other side, it were kind of steps up that you could grab a drink from the other side of the bar. And didn't have to get into the water. And he said, which one were you at? I said, both, brother. What are you talking about?
All of them?
We're at both. We were there for several days. It was a good time. We mentioned that because you need to get your boarding passes today. We reveal another grand prize winner on Monday. So at 9:22, 12:22, and 3:22, all of them, some of them, at the very least, one of them you need to grab later on today. Let's get to it. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. I also let him know, don't be trying to order a Miller Lite because it's the land of Red Stripe if you're going beer.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Remember they had like the braised pork that was...
That's a good point.
Yeah. I mean, not that they probably don't have it. It's just that's their beer.
I believe it was an oxtail that was braised in the Red Stripe.
Oh, was it the oxtail?
Wasn't it?
I would not push against you. I really don't remember.
Pork. I don't. Maybe they have pork in Red Stripe as well.
They might.
They braise a lot of things. A lot of braised meat. Delicious.
A lot of braising.
All right. We need a guess for dead guy in an envelope. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. Good luck.
216-343-1021. Now is your chance to have a winner heading into the weekend. Let's see what happens coming up in 4 minutes. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Can you tell how much we want you to go to Jamaica, or was that too much?
Oh, I need to go. I've got three teenage boys. I need to go.
Oh, yes, you do.
Need to go. We'll have your first boarding pass at 9:22.
And if you win, you get to pick which resort you go to. Choose the adults only. Oh, my gosh. It's so wonderful.
I've never been in Jamaica.
Yeah, you would love it.
We had never been there either until whatever it's been 6 weeks ago, and we can't stop talking about it. Obviously, we had a great time, but it is all about you winning the trip. That's why we went there. We could speak about it so much better. It is beautiful. It is paradise. The food was great. The drinks were great. I mean, everything was great about it. We want you to win. We want you to win that so badly and go to Jamaica. Maybe you would play Dead Guy in the Envelope on the beach there. Like, maybe that's a game.
No,
you would decide to bring from the States to Jamaica.
We do have to play here, though. Do you have a guess?
I'm going to say Ray Combs, the host from Family Feud back in the late 80s, early 90s.
That's not it.
Not it. Back to Jamaica. Anyway, we really want you to win that coming up at 9:22. We get to call another grand prize winner Monday. We want to talk to you again on Monday, okay?
I'll be here.
Lindale is at 74 degrees. That's our star city. These are the three things you need to know today. Dan and Shay singing the national anthem before Team USA takes on Paraguay in its first World Cup match today in Los Angeles. Pre-game festivities also feature Jason Sudeikis as a FIFA World Cup 2026 ambassador, plus a Katy Perry performance and rappers Future, Lisa, and Tyla. The game starts at 9 p.m. Festivities 90 minutes before. If you were planning to swim in the lake today, don't do it.
Oh, my God.
Don't do it.
You could go in literally any other water.
This is not algae bloom.
Is this algae bloom?
No.
Is it a level red?
No, this is the National Weather Service. There is hazardous swimming
conditions. Oh, that's different.
Conditions.
Okay, that's better.
Yeah, the currents can carry you away from shore. Rip currents expected. The warning goes through this afternoon.
That was a much better story than
I thought it was going to be. I knew the minute I said that.
I thought there was another Cleveland rinse.
You would... No, I thought they fixed that. Didn't they add new?
Well, we haven't heard from Cleveland Rinse in a long, long time, to be fair. You know, when you flush too much.
We know.
Okay.
Okay. Canton-based Gervasi Spirits earned 5 medals at the San Francisco World Spirits Competition. They're always getting awards.
Yeah, and we're horrible humans that we have. I know.
I feel like Stevie is gone, right?
Of course. It's elite.
Yeah.
It is so elite and wins everything, and I've still never been.
Well, apparently the pink peppercorn gin and the rum barrel bourbon are very good.
The what?
The rum barrel
pink
bourbon.
Pink peppercorn gin?
Pink peppercorn gin.
Stevie?
And they both got... Why are you saying Stevie? You think she had it?
No.
Oh. Oh, you just want to go there and have it with her?
Yeah.
Okay. They both got double gold honors.
Oh, yeah.
Do they have ice cream? Can we add them to the Scoop Squad? Can we go get ice cream and wine
or something? Imagine that.
Yes.
What happened to Tim? He's still in Stark County.
Yeah, right. We would have to spend the night. We couldn't leave. All right, it's 6:28.
Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favors. Good morning to you. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Let's get to Stevie on the socials. What do we have today, Stevie?
So you know it's a popular thing to dip your french fries at fast food places into the milkshake
or the
frosty?
Horrendous.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It's not my thing.
Same.
I don't really like it, but I can see how it works for some. But there's this new trend that's kind of similar, but to me, I think it would be horrible.
Anybody like to dip the french fries in the shake?
I don't think it tastes bad. Like, I've tried it before, but it's not like, oh, I have to dip it when I get the fries.
Yeah, it wasn't gross, but I wouldn't just do
it. Like, it wouldn't be my first choice.
I feel like it's the cold and the hot in one bite that throws me off.
That's a tooth nightmare for me.
You better stay away from that.
And
you know what I mean?
You would say the sog would settle into the fry from the moisture of the frosty, and it's like the whole thing.
It's a thing. People love that. It's not for me. Okay, so Stevie on the socials, let's get to that next.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
So it's always been a thing for some people to dip their french fries into like a frosty or a milkshake. That's never been my thing, but I can understand more of how it would work. Now there's this new trend that's been all over my TikTok feed that I think sounds horrible, and I don't understand why people are doing it, but they're going to McDonald's and getting a triple cheeseburger and then dipping it into a Diet Coke.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
No, absolutely
no. And they are
dunking
that thing. And then I'm thinking, do you drink the Diet Coke after once you get, like, the ketchup juice?
Yeah.
The Coke? Like, it's
seeds
just,
and stuff in there. Just
lettuce?
Yeah, it just does. I know that, like, marinating beef in, like, Coca-Cola or Dr. Pepper is a thing.
Yeah. Or like a beer stout.
But if you were just
breaks it down.
That's what I was going to say. If you just take the burger off and dip it in, that's one thing. But then
would you do that? It sounds like you would do that for the show then.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
And I'll do it for
bun,
the show.
Wouldn't the bun like shrivel up of moisture?
Yeah, it looks soggy, and they're just dunking in there. And I don't know if it's just these TikTok eaters that are just playing around with us, and they're all doing it to just make it seem like a thing.
And they like it?
All they say they like it. Oh. And all the comments are like, there's no way you actually like this. This is just raised bait.
I think they're liars.
No, it's actually delicious.
It's not delicious. There is no way that's delicious. How in the world is that delicious?
We've talked about this before where you have, you know, when they have, she showed us the video. That is nasty.
Also,
that is so gross.
That is fake. Why is his bun not getting soggier? And also, why does his bun look so lovely?
And you don't just keep going at it. Like, if it's a one-off.
Maybe he's a McDonald's deluxe. I don't know.
Just even when they
that looks wrong.
When they have the eating competition and they soak that bun and hot dog, that is one of the grossest things. I can't even watch it. I just want to see how much Joey Chestnut won by at the end so we can talk about it for the show. Because I can't watch it. It's so gross. And
agreed.
You're right. It's a bun. It's bread. There is no, it's not going to get soggy for 10 seconds. It immediately is going to get soggy as soon as you dip that in there.
The bun, even thinking of that particular bun too. Like, no way.
After he finished it, then he took some sips of the Diet Coke, and that's what really gets me. Because now your Diet Coke has like beef juice.
Yeah,
and
I don't like beef juice. Did he say that was good? Did he drink it normally, or did he react?
Happy.
Anybody? Has there been anybody, or maybe you have even a weirder concoction, or a whatever it might be, or maybe you like, what'd you call it? Was it
beef juice?
Or maybe you like beef juice.
Nobody has listening has tried that. No way.
Have you dipped your burger into a drink? We'll just leave it there. 216-343-1021. We're definitely going to try this as a show.
No, we're not.
Shout out to Classic Jeff. He's listening. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good.
Hi, favorite. Classic Jeff.
I don't have any word if he would try a cheeseburger dipped in. Oh, sorry, triple cheeseburger dipped into the Diet Coke.
Also, that looks like a very fancy triple cheeseburger in that video Stevie showed me.
I feel like when I go to McDonald's, the burgers, they're not looking like the picture.
Yeah, I mean, they
never look.
They always taste delicious, but that was like a very fluffy, beautiful golden bun, a very cheesy, meaty burger. I mean, it looked very lovely.
And of late, I go to McDonald's more often than I should admit. Between Izzy and
same
I,
with
like
me,
I do.
Especially since they got the dirty Dr. Pepper.
You have really, you need to
I have
go
a problem.
To counseling or
Listen,
something
I have
about
a
those.
Problem. It's very delicious.
It is, of late, in my McDonald's, it has been like they do not pay for ketchup because the ketchup to burger ratio is
you're
like
not
it's oozing
getting,
out of the side and things like
you're
that.
You're getting under ketchup?
No,
it is. Over ketchup.
It is.
Vomit.
Stevie, There's a lot of ketchup.
Oh, you're getting over ketchup.
Yeah, it's like they got a free, let me have a free trial of a certain ketchup, and we're just going to squirt it all over the place. All right, Dale.
Ketchup, mustard, and syrup.
On what?
On hash browns.
Would you guys try that? Ketchup, mustard, and syrup.
Absolutely
on hash
not.
I don't do condiments, so I would not partake.
Oh, I would do ketchup and mustard. No way am I putting syrup in there.
Syrup makes a nice little sweet and little savory.
No.
Like hot honey.
Mm-mm. I don't, Syrup I will eat on the waffle, the pancake. I don't like the smell of it.
What about the chicken and waffles?
I can't tell you.
Yeah, I don't.
I've never had one.
They can't believe it.
I've never had chicken
and
waffles.
I like chicken waffles. I don't like the bacon, though, with the maple syrup.
Yeah, and you can get different varieties of it. All right, well, there you go. So that's going to be something we're trying on the show.
It is not.
Good luck, guys.
No, it is not. I'm very excited about today's field report. So both of my sons play baseball. If you're new to the Jen and Tim show, I have a 14-year-old, I have a 12-year-old. We go to a lot of baseball fields. And I like to rank those fields based on, well, not exactly the field. It's on whether or not there's a concession stand. Can you bring your dog? How's the walk from the parking lot? What, and the real issue, bathrooms. Are you dealing with a porta potty? You dealing with a real bathroom?
I wouldn't want to be today's.
Why?
Because you're following Hudson. The fancy field report from last week. This is not a great spot to be in.
Listen, I think you're going to be surprised by today's field report. I really do, because we've been to this park a lot of times.
Okay.
If you've ever been to Maplewood Park, it's in the city of Cleveland. There is one very special feature at this park that is unexpected, unique. I love it. I think it's very cool. I don't know if you will. I don't know if you watch my field report. There's a video posted. It's on the Jen and Tim Show Facebook page. I don't know if you've watched it yet, Tim. Have you?
I have not watched
it
yet.
So you do
I know
not know the very special feature of this park.
That you personally enjoy, or no?
Oh, I do.
Okay.
Oh, I do. I'm a dork like that. Yeah, I very much enjoy this feature. But I think you're going to be surprised at the ranking of this field.
Okay.
This park.
All
Maplewood
right.
Park. It's our field report.
It is time for the field report on the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
So this week we head to Maplewood Park, which is in the city of Cleveland. Number one, lovely paved pathways to all the fields. Ample parking to all the fields. And there are several, and I did not count how many. At least four. I feel like Maplewood Park in the city of Cleveland we go to often for tournaments. So it is a well-kept field area. There are concessions, and I mean, these are like fancy concessions where they have like the Dippin' Dots, they have hot dogs and sandwiches, and they had a delicious chicken sandwich at a tournament we went to a couple weeks ago. You can bring your dog to this park. They have real bathrooms, not porta potties or outhouses, as I like to call them recently. But the very special feature, Timothy, that I was telling you about is that Maplewood Park is right next to Cleveland Hopkins Airport. So about every 5 to 10 minutes, there is a low-flying airplane right over the field. It is loud. It is unique. And I look up every single time to watch the planes. And when I put my field report together, you'll have to watch the video. I tried to show. I feel like it does not indicate how low these planes are, because it's literally right next to the airport. So they're taking off right over these fields.
Okay.
And it's really cool to see. Now, as a baseball player, I don't know if you care about that, but I just think as a spectator sitting there, I mean, I look up every time. I'm like, why isn't everybody else looking up every time?
I found it very cool. Not that I condone this, but those games are long.
They're lengthy.
I feel like there's a drinking game there.
Oh, with the planes? Listen, you might be onto something.
Drink! I mean,
it could be every plane. It could be what direction they're going,
because
there's different directions they're going in.
Yep.
That's
what happens in the Yeti, the Owala, and the Stanley stays in the Yeti and Owala and the Stanley.
That's true. And you know,
that is unique. I didn't know how close that was
unique
to the airport.
You have to watch the video for that. And listen, I wasn't going to talk about this on the air, but it did happen at Maplewood. And since you're speaking of a drinking game, now this was not a drinking game, but the opposing team.
Oh, call them out, Jen.
They did something I have never seen before at a baseball game, and
yes,
it was one of those things.
This is juicy.
It is. I
like this.
Because here's what happened. I'm sitting there with my friend Bridget. We'd sit together at most of these games.
Ball game Bridget.
And all of a sudden, one of the other moms comes up and is like, did you see what they're doing over
there?
Oh,
yeah, we're calling them out.
We were three minutes away. We're like, wait, no. And we start looking. You won't believe what they were doing.
Bad or good?
Unique. Mm-hmm.
We'll leave it at unique. Oh, we're calling people out in 3 minutes.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, this is about to get good. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Tell us about that other team.
So the other team, we're sitting there at Maplewood Park.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, if you were on this other team, and I don't remember what team it was. If you were on this other team and you're one of these moms, and there were some
dads. Whoa, one of these moms.
If you're one of these moms.
216-343-1021.
Yeah. Call us, because there was clearly a system going over there. They were doing squats. They were doing squats during the baseball game. Like,
you mean they're doing squats during the baseball game? Why would you do squats, like, continuously or after
continuously.
A run was scored? It's a squat score?
Like, so that's the thing. We couldn't figure out what the system was. They would do squats. They would do lunges. There would be a jumping jack of sort. Now, this was like a Sunday morning 10 a.m. game type of thing.
That team is in good shape.
Well, that's what we thought. We're like, wow, we're sitting over here eating hot dogs for breakfast
right,
with our bag of popcorners, you know, chomping all this. And they're over there being healthy. There was like jumping jacks. There was squats. There was some type of calisthenic.
What?
The one lady was, you know how there, like, say there's a tree planted, but it's like in a raised bed with like those railroad ties surrounding
right,
it, so it's like a step up. Someone was using that like as a step up, and we're like, what is happening
oh,
over
yeah,
there? And we couldn't figure out, was it like when a kid scored or when they hit or when they struck out or whatever? They
like the
had
step
like
up
a
is
code.
A single, like the
right.
squat is a score,
yes.
like something else is the right. strikeout.
And they enjoyed it. I mean, I'm telling you.
I have never seen that. I went to a couple baseball games recently.
We were sitting there and sitting there eating our food in our rocking chairs, watching them do their calisthenics.
90 years old.
Yeah. I mean, what? Good for you guys. You are motivated.
No,
but we were
I want
like,
to talk to you and see why you're doing it. You're being
yeah.
much too nice. If you are on Team Squat, 216-343-1021, there has to be a reason. But did they miss their workout and they're trying
know.
To get it in during the game because it was so early? Are they trying to show you up? Did you lose to this team or no? You don't know.
I don't remember.
I didn't mean to put
There's
you on the
so
spot.
So many baseball games. I don't remember if we won or lost that game. I don't know. But then I also thought, are they so tight knit that they're doing workouts together in that fashion? Like I can't imagine our little mom group from the baseball games deciding, you know what, guys, we need to do some working
Please.
Out while we watch these
Please
games.
Start doing this when either Max or Noah scores. Even if it's a basketball game or whatever sport they continue to play.
No.
Do the mom squat.
No, I'm
Please.
Not doing that. But I would, if you're on this team or maybe you're on a team that does something like, please call us.
Yeah. When was this? Do you remember which
no,
day?
No, it's like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Okay. 2 or 3 weeks ago. Which park?
Maplewood Park.
Maplewood Park.
Very
the one in Cleveland.
Fit.
You got the airport right
yeah.
there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
looking
start
at
doing
airplanes.
That.
They're doing squats and lunges.
Every time we play AHA, I'm going to do a squat. And then every time we play Taylor Swift, I'm going to step up. Step up.
There you go.
Step up. Step
uh-huh.
up. And
uh-huh.
round. And
uh-huh.
round.
Uh-huh.
I need a mom to call. Please.
Yeah, please do.
Please let us know. All right. That is a field report. Oh, we have to get to the how well you thought about it next, too. Well, we haven't heard from the squatters. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorite.
Can we call them that?
We didn't even, how many diamonds are you giving this field? We didn't even get to that yet.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I got distracted.
The only
by
reason
it,
we're doing, or the
by
one
the
of the
fancy
reasons
moms.
We're doing field report?
Yeah, we're doing the field report. Maplewood Park in Cleveland, where you watch the planes because you're right by the airport. I gave it 5 diamonds. This is our first 5 diamond of the season. It's a really great park. It really is. And it has everything. It has real bathrooms. It has good food at the concessions. It has everything you need. Plenty of space. There's sun. There's shade.
Even with the lady lungers, you're still.
I'm telling you, it was like, well, I aspire to be you. I never will be. I will never be at a baseball game squatting and lunging
you
and doing
do
a jumping
game.
Jack. I don't want to. I
you
have
should.
A very comfy setup.
Do it.
Believe me, after all these years, it's perfected. I've got a rocker. I've got food. We've got. Drinks. It's
That's almost worth a video.
The
you
setup?
Have a rocker?
Well, the fold everybody does now. There's like that one chair that it's like a GCI outdoor something. And then, you have the umbrella you can attach if it's too hot, although it's been very cold at the games. There's a setup.
We're getting to a round of Trump Tui. So I don't like my stepsons didn't play baseball. But we've gone to a couple of games recently. And I thought it was very cool that there were bats that looked like pencils.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing.
I don't know what they're called.
Yeah.
There were two kids with them, and I said, what is this?
That was a couple years ago. They look really cool.
I don't know if they're in, they're out. I mean, I have no idea. Once again, I'm not very baseball aware. My daughter does gymnastics and other things, and I looked, I said, does that look like a pencil? This kid, he's going to smack this ball with that pencil.
Cool. And the hype fire, I feel like, is another.
Oh, is that another one?
Hot bat.
The hype fire.
The hype fire.
I'm so out of the loop with baseball. Well, there you go.
That was
a great field report.
I don't know. If my kids are listening, which they're probably not now, they're probably sleeping. I don't know. The hype fire might have been a couple years ago. I feel like I don't know.
I'm not holding you to it. You could tell me every lie about that. I have no idea.
Okay.
I just know that they are not cheap.
No. No, they are not. No, they are not. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.